IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Rouhani, Brother Habib. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
And Brother Habib, assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about Quranic references about Prophet Jesus Christ and Lady Maryam. Why an Islamic reading about Jesus Christ and Lady Maryam, according to the text of the Holy Quran and Ahadith, must be accepted when Christianity is itself an Abrahamic religion? Brother Habib, let's start with you.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. I think we've mentioned this before on Viewpoints, the fact that the Quran has come to complete the rest of the books, show more details in some instances, point out to some references from the various books, and also to the books of that were sent down, the heavenly books, let's call them. And sometimes, and most of the times, correct what has been misinterpreted or, you know, that has been corrupted or fabricated.
Yes.
One of these stories is the fact of the question of how Jesus was born and whether or not Jesus was a God or he was the son of God.
Yes.
Or he was a God and not a God at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Or he was the God and the Holy Spirit and not a God at the same time. I don't know how. When we see details about the story of Jesus and Mary, it's usually talking about the details that have been, you know, that the past religions fabricated or misunderstood or missed out on some details, some various important details. So it pretty much shows the truth and reality of Jesus, that he is a human being,
yes,
but was a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
He was a holy person.
Mm-hmm.
He was a blessed person. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا.
Yes.
That he was, wherever he would go, blessings would be with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that Mary as well, Sayyidatun Nisa, she was also one of the master of the ladies of this world. So that's the details available about Jesus. He was the way, the manner he was born, how he's treated, and how Mary...
The reading about Jesus Christ, the quality of his birth, her virgin, his virgin mother, you know, and, you know, the miracles, he is speaking in the cradle, the blessings that comes, even his death, you know, all of these instances have been mentioned in the Holy Quran. Now, a Christian, when referring to the Holy Quran, might find some differences between this reading and the reading that dates back to his own religion, I mean, Christianity. So why accepting Islamic reading when there is Christian reading?
Really, you know, this question actually, I'm not that specialized in the Bible, actually, to understand the different versions of the Bible,
yes,
the different details that they have in it. But when you see some details that a person who has no knowledge in your books in coming and bringing them,
mm-hmm,
when I mean that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, when he comes and brings you details that you accept,
uh-huh,
and that this person cannot know himself,
mm-hmm,
you think that this person has some knowledge or some, mm-hmm, divine knowledge. There are some details that that we have.
There are the stories of Muhammad himself.
He can't be making them up.
Uh-huh.
It has to be something else.
Uh-huh.
So this pretty much puts up it goes back to proving the Prophet's prophecy. When you believe in the Prophet, then, mm-hmm, you're going to believe in his message.
Okay.
Other than that, yes, one can debate. Like, why should we believe in your Quran?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question. Then you go back to the fact of proving why they should believe in our Quran. But I think that there might be some versions of the Bible, some manuscripts, some writings that were available for the Christians at the time, to the Christians at the time, that had these details, but they were not aware of them, or they were hiding them in some instances. Uh-huh. So it really goes back to that time of point. So
that's right.
In the Samana Munadi Nadi Iman fa Aman.
Even at the time of Prophet Muhammad, this happened. I think Ja'far was sending to Habasha, isn't it? He had a dialogue with Najashi, the king on that time, and he asked, "What does your religion say regarding Jesus Christ?" And when Ja'far said that our Prophet said this and that, then Najashi safeguarded them, keep them in sanctuary, you know, from the infidels and the kuffar of the time of the Quraysh.
What Christ says
And what your Muhammad says is like two rays from the same lamp.
They are lying to you. They deny Christ. You worship three gods, they say. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they say.
What do you say of Christ?
They say God cannot have a son. Christ is not the Son of God.
Speak to me of Christ.
We say of Christ what our prophet has taught us, that God cast his Holy Spirit into the womb of a virgin named Mary, and that she conceived Christ, the apostle of God. The apostle, he says, not the son, not the son.
What does your miracle, your Quran, say of the birth of our dear Lord Jesus Christ?
May I relate the words?
Come closer to me.
In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. Relate in the book the story of Mary, how she withdrew from her family to a place in the East, how we sent to her our angel Gabriel, who said, I am a messenger from your God to announce the birth of a holy son to you. She said, how shall I, Mary, have a son when no man has touched me? And Gabriel replied, for your Lord says, it will happen. We appoint him as a sign unto man and a mercy from us. It is a thing ordained.
The difference between us and you is no thicker than this lie. Not for a mountain of gold will I give them up to you. You may live in Abyssinia in peace for as long as you wish. And may God's blessings be upon you on your return.
Shaykh Rouhani, so many details about Jesus Christ and Lady Mary in the Holy Quran. It cannot be the stories that Prophet Muhammad himself made. So is this an authentic document showing that all these references in the Quran about Jesus Christ are directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Of course, one of the miraculous aspects of the Holy Quran is this, that Quran reveals the knowledge of unseen, which no one had access. But when it comes to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, based on the Shi'ite riwayat and hadith, we believe that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the prophet even before khilqa, before creation. And he knew details about the prophets, the previous prophets, sallallahu alayhi ajma'in. But of course, in the way that in the Holy Quran it is mentioned, it is for the followers of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is for us, and it is for the Christians, for the Jews, that as in the many ayat of the Holy Quran, it's mentioned that unfortunately the followers of the previous religions, they altered and deviated the true teachings of their prophets. Not only regarding this lady, Maryam, salamullahi alayhi, Mary and Jesus Christ, and also about the other prophets, about the other stories of the Old Testament or New Testament, sometimes the prophets, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned the facts and the realities about these stories that were altered and deviated by the, or fabricated by the followers of the Jews, Judaism and Christianity. Of course, when it comes to the authenticity of what we have in the Holy Quran, of course, we are 100% sure and certain that whatever was revealed to the Holy Prophet, who is the seal of the prophets, of course, they are all right and true and authentic and reliable, and there's no doubt about them,
How the death of Jesus Christ is pictured in the Quran, Brother Habib?
It is pictured as that he was risen, or he rose to the heavens, and that they thought that they killed him, but he wasn't killed. Then Allah, there are some narrations that state that when he was in the heavens, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took his soul in the heavens while he was, you know, in the sky.
So the Holy Quran clarifies who was on crucifixion on that
time? No, it doesn't crucify, but shubbiha lahum. They thought that they had killed Jesus Christ, but it wasn't Jesus Christ.
It was not Jesus Christ.
No, it wasn't Jesus.
It was somebody else.
Somebody else.
This is the exact picture. Yes. About his birth?
His birth was that his mother got pregnant by the miracle of Allah, with the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then by the breath of the angel, and that his story, his creation is like the creation of Adam. Both of them were created without a father. Both of them were brought into this world without a father. And of course, the story of Jesus is much easier than the story of Adam, because Adam was brought from nothing into something. rather than Jesus was, he had a mother and all he needed was, you know, this miracle.
That's right. Are there any specific miracles mentioned from Jesus Christ in the Holy Quran?
Some of the details that are mentioned about Jesus Christ, yeah, of course, they are specific. For example, talking to the people in the cradle.
Incredible, that's right.
Of course, and also what we can say is this like miraculous birth of Jesus Christ is also itself is a miracle of the
Yubra al akmaha wal abrasa. He heals the sick with leprosy and the blindness.
Healing power.
Yeah, healing powers, okay. And then he tells them what's available in their house. Bi-idhnillah, and then he illustrates clay with words and or he makes it into a bird. With the allowance or power or will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So these are some of the detailed miracles that he had, which are also available in the Bible.
Available in the Bible.
Yes.
So is there any way to say that, for example, Prophet Muhammad had access to the Bible or a reading of a Bible or one of the companions and these are the translation of those words or not?
First of all, on the belief that the Prophet did not know how to read or write before becoming a Prophet.
Yes. No, I mean one of the companions.
Teaching him or telling him or one of the companions coming towards him. That's very far-fetched stuff. Mm-hmm. It's very far-fetched stuff because the Prophet ﷺ's life was known. He was a trader. Mm-hmm. He was a trader and he was also a farmer to some extent. He used to herd sheep. He used to go to Syria, come back with his uncles, and everyone would know his movements and whatnot.
Okay.
And there was no such thing as someone teaching him.
This is exactly the milestone. I mean, his travel to Syria and Damascus and the Great 11 had made him to access to these stories over there.
He was in there for trade.
Through his scriptures or something like that.
Was there for trade, and I don't think that...
Okay.
You know, it's going to be hard-fetched stuff. They have to prove to some extent that he sat down and got all these details. He got all these details, was able to memorize them, and able to bring in some stories that not everyone of the clergy of Christianity and Judaism knew.
Okay.
Because there was also the story about Surat al-Kahf. The reason the revelation of Surat al-Kahf, what was it, was that the uncles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, went to the Christians of Damascus, if I'm not wrong, or the Jews of Damascus, and told them that this person is calling himself a prophet. They told them, ask him about three stories. If he brings you details about these three stories, then he is a prophet.
Okay.
What were they in Surah Al-Kahf? Dhul-Qarnayn.
Yes.
Ashabul Kahf, the people of the cave, and the story of Moses and Al-Khidr. These three stories that are mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf were not known to most of the clergy. Details were not even known to most, claim all of them. So when the Prophet comes and brings up these details of how they were sleeping, how they moved in their sleep, and how if you would go, you would see them sleeping in this manner, for example, or how the Qarnayn used to build with this and with that, and how, for example, Al-Khidr, happenings with Al-Khidr and Moses, these details of how Moses met Al-Khidr, all these details are very hard to reach, like to some extent for a person with like the figure of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam living in Mecca, it's impossible to reach. But at the end of the day, if you there's always going to be that space of doubt for the devil to come and whisper and say and whatnot, and that's normal. But at the end of the day, belief is something out of my control. Your belief or that person's belief is out of my control. I'm only answering about my belief.
I know. Prophet Jesus Christ is also somehow linked to Imam Asr in terms of theological concept as the last savior of the world. Because, for example, when we have a conference over here on Mahdi or Mahdism or they call it Messianism, okay? So these two characters are very much close in terms of characteristics, saving the world. How is it possible, for example, a Shiite imam is close in character to a prophet before the religion of Islam, Sheikh Wahani?
So, of course, there are similarities between the characteristics of Jesus Christ and also Imam al-Mahdi, ajallahu ta'ala farajhu sharif. One of them is this, the life of Imam al-Mahdi and also life of Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
the other one is that both of them are savior. But in our riwayat, in our hadith, it is mentioned that Jesus Christ will follow will reappear at the end of this world in the time of the reappearance of the Holy Imam. And of course, he would be among the followers of the Imam and he will support the last Imam. because imamate is the continuation of the prophethood.
Mm-hmm.
So then, of course...
His following, all the true Christians around the world living in follow. Jesus Christ,
yeah,
they should follow Imam as too?
As well. They should follow the Prophet Isa, alayhi salatu wasalam, and Isa, alayhi salatu wasalam, would be among the followers of the Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala, farajahu sharif.
That's right. Okay. I think in the nutshell, respect, respect, respect. This is the word that, for example, Islam uses for a prophet, Jesus Christ, isn't it? And Lady Mary. It's very much respected by the religion of Islam.
Of course, we give holiness to to our prophets.
We do not disrespect the prophets of other religions.
We think that they're infallible.
Right. Yes.
We think that they do not do anything considered to be a sin.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there are debates on, you know, the understanding of what is a sin or what not,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, the limits of al-asma or infallibility. But at the end of the day, they are holy, they are blessed, and at the day of judgment, that they are the ones that, you know, are going to be shuhud. To some extent, they're going to be witnesses.
Yes.
They're going to be intercessors and whatnot.
Yes, that's right. Okay. And disrespecting them, disrespecting their scriptures, although some... scholars believe that, for example, this Bible or Torah or New Testament, all one, are not as authentic as they were revealed to Prophet Muhammad, but still, respecting them is an obligation for all Muslims across the world. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani, Brother Habib, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. It was very kind of you. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page, to another episode. God bless you. Afi Aman.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of Viewpoints. Please don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.ir. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Gathered here with my family, my neighbors and my friends, standing firm together against oppression, holding hands. It doesn't matter where you're from, or if you're young, old woman or man, we're here for the same reason. We want to take back our land. Oh God, thank you for giving us the strength to hold.